T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a cheetah can run. And as far as I know, cheetahs are speedy.
I went ahead and broke the story on Twitter, and then, of course, had to write a story on the website at 670thescore.com.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mulligan Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bruce Levine joins us on the CDW hotline. CDW, making IT solutions work for you. Orchestration by CDW. CDW, people who get it. Bruce?
Good morning, guys. Good weekend for both Chicago teams, taking 3 out of 4 in their series, but the news off the field is also pretty interesting with the Manny Machado talk not dying anytime soon. And we were able to have Dan Duquette, as you know, on Inside the Clubhouse on Saturday, Mike Esposito and I doing the show this Saturday. And we talked a little bit with Dan about some different things. And obviously, Manny Machado's name came up. Let's listen to Dan about the availability of Manny Machado.
Of course, there's a lot of interest in Manny. You know, the issue for the Orioles will be is, you know, will the Orioles ultimately trade a player that's on his way to a triple crown or possible MVP season? You know, that's an issue for the club. Teams know that it's going to take a lot of money to re-sign Manny. So if a team wants a player as good as Manny Machado is, it's to help them, you know, not just win the not just get into the playoffs, it's to get in the playoffs, of course, win the pennant in the World Series.
Does it sound like any team on the north side of Chicago would be interested?
Also sounds like he's an analyst, like he has nothing to say about it. It's like, if the, you know, the Orioles want to trade Manny Machado.
an interesting aspect of it, Brian.
And he's in the last year of his contract as a GM.
That's right.
There's so many layers to this thing. One, does he have the authority to make a deal or, you know, bring the best deal to ownership, whether Peter Angelos is healthy or not? Certainly the people around him would know what he'd want him, Duquette, to do ultimately. But, you know, he answered that question many different ways with you. You know, well, he's an MVP candidate, triple crown year. Maybe we wouldn't trade him. Well, but likely we will trade him. Who knows? But, I mean, obviously, if you look at this detached, they have to trade him, right? They have to get something for him.
They have to trade him.
Well, yeah, of course. And you analyzed it correctly, Brian, the fact that Dan might not be the one to make that decision. In fact, we don't know if Dan will even be there by the end of the year. I'm not privy to any information on it, but he's a lame duck general manager. The team is doing extremely poorly. And the fact that him and Showalter in the last year of their contracts. So, going forward, would you have him trade an iconic player and an altering a franchise altering trade if you don't know he's going to be around after this season? So there are a lot of layers to it. Mr. Angelos has been a very sick man, not in the office more than a couple times since last October. His two sons are in control of what's going on there, and there's just not any knowledge about how this will get done and when it'll get done.
It's a real simple question. Are they going to sign him? Are they going to be able to keep him? And if the answer is no, then you got to make a deal.
Right.
It doesn't matter who's in charge of what.
Right, but I mean, Mike, the right time to trade him was last year.
No doubt about it, Bruce. I agree completely.
Yeah, I mean, that they're not going to get what they wanted for Manny Machado, who's arguably the top three player in Major League Baseball, and he'll be playing for someone else this year at 25 and next year at 26. You know, it's a 10-year commitment. $350 million is probably the right number to pick out. And people aren't going to hesitate. Now, are there many teams that can afford to have Machado? Probably not. Not a lot. I mean, it's probably limited to, you know, six or seven teams in Major League Baseball. But nonetheless, for the run, you know, it should have been done last year so they get optimum amount of young players. That's why, you know, with all due respect to Mr. Angelos and his people, he's always hesitated to trade marquee players at the right time because he didn't want to mess with his fan base. And in this case, you know, it's time too late, and the time to trade him would be now. And that's why I think teams are sniffing around to see what it's going to take.
It was also interesting to hear Dan Duquette tell you that the phone hasn't really been ringing all that much, and you just mentioned six or seven teams. John Heyman said nine teams were interested in talking to Baltimore during the winter meetings, and some of those teams are not in contention right now and maybe won't be, like the Dodgers. But, right. You know, was he trying to get a message out there that, you know, if you dial me up now, we might get something done before, you don't have to wait till July? What message was he trying to send to other GMs that, you know, the lack of interest in Manny Machado was kind of interesting to me, too,
yeah,
if you take him at his word.
Well, you know, again, what are you willing to give up for a four-month rental at this point? And what are you willing to give up for a pennant World Series run? And how many of those teams know they're in that position at this point in time? Right? I mean, how many?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, what if a team falls by the wayside like the Dodgers or Washington and they're playing 500 ball at the deadline? Are they going to invest two of their top young players for a two-month rental? So there is a lot of in-between. There's no doubt. How many teams have the depth to trade for Machado and then have to look – try to sign him in the offseason and fill that big hole in their organization where they've already traded two or three good-looking young players?
John Heyman, I wouldn't say necessarily floated, but he had an item in his notes about Joe Girardi being available and would the White Sox be a potential landing spot. Have you heard anything that would make you believe that could happen, Bruce?
No, not anytime soon. You know, maybe you're talking about two or three years from now, and the White Sox are in contention, and they're not getting the job done. But they're firmly committed to Ricky Renteria. And if you look at the history of Jerry Reinsdorf and Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn, they don't move managers out. I mean, they're not. You know, they stayed with Robin Ventura a long time.
That's true.
Oh, boy.
Know,
probably longer than you'd imagine. They stayed with Jerry Manuel a long time. They just don't move managers out. And they believe firmly in Renteria as the man who's going to rebuild this organization as far as the player development goes when the players get to him, and will be ready to handle them for a pennant run. There's no doubt about it. Now, is Girardi an attractive guy for any team out there? Certainly. I mean, with the background that he has and, you know, the great teams that he's managed, there's no doubt he's going to get a job. I don't know when that's going to be, but you can tell for sure that Joe's going to pick out his next job. He's not going to just take the first job that comes at him.
All righty, Bruce. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up.
Guys, have a great day, okay?
That is
you
our
too,
guy, Bruce Levine, the Scores baseball expert.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.